Now I'm joined in here in the studio by Jackie Haughey from Citizens Information Bureau to speak about the back to school clothing and footwear allowance scheme. Thank you very much for taking the time to come into us, Jackie. A very good afternoon to you.
You're very welcome.
So tell us about all this, these changes.
Well, there's an increase in the back to school clothing and footwear allowance. This payment comes in every year from it comes out on the 1st of June. Now, the application forms this year didn't actually come out till the 14th of June, and the closing date for it is the 30th of September. So we'll just go through what it is, the back to school, and the rules for it, and the guidelines, and we'll take it from there. So the back to school clothing and footwear allowance helps it to meet the cost of uniforms and footwear for children going back to school. So the parents must be getting a certain social welfare payment or taking part in some kind of training, employment or adult education scheme, and your children must be between the age of 4 and 17 on or before the 30th of September of the year. You can also apply for children aged between 18 and 22, and they also have to be between that age before the 30th of September, but it's only for second level education. Back to school a couple of years ago used to take in people in third level education up to 22, but now it's only for children in second level education. So if you're between 18 and 22 and still in second level education, you can also apply for your children for the back to school as well. Now, as I said, the scheme operates between June and September, and the closing date is the 30th of September. Now, if you're waiting on a social welfare payment and it hasn't come through, and you're afraid it might be fixed up by the 30th of September, you can put your application form in with a note stating that you're waiting on the payment. And when your payment comes through, they'll assess it, and you'll still get the payment, you know, and it'll be after the 30th of September, once you get it in time. So the rules for it, you may qualify for the back to school clothing and footwear allowance if you're getting a social welfare payment, including the family income supplement or the back to work family dividend or a health service executive payment, or taking part in an approved employment scheme like back to work scheme, including the jobs bridge, or taking part in a recognised education or training course, or involved in an area partnership scheme, or also attending a VET, formerly FOSS or Fáilte Ireland, or the LES training schemes. Your child, as I said, must be between the age of 4 and 17 or 18 to 22, and it must, I can't stress that enough, be second level education. It does not cover third level education. In general, you must be also getting an increase for a qualified child with your payment, but there is some exceptions, because like maternity benefit and adoptive benefit, you cannot claim for a child dependent on these payments. So in them certain cases, they can still go ahead and claim even though they're not getting a qualified child payment. Now, there's income limits. There is a means test attached to this. To qualify for the back to school clothing and footwear, your total household income must be less than the amount set out in the tables, which I'm going to go through in a minute. All your dependent children are taken into account for the income limit, including children who do not qualify for the back to school because they are under 4. So if you've got children that's 1 and 3, they would still come in your, they wouldn't be getting you wouldn't be getting back to school for them, but your income limit would take into account how many children you have, and even if they are under 4. Your total household income includes your main social welfare or health service executive payment, the income of any dependent children that are on outreach programmes, and any other income you may have included, like wages before tax but including the PRSI, and a standard travel allowance of up to €20 is added on to the income limit. And you're allowed to have, they take also into consideration maintenance, savings and investments. Now, savings and invested including property but not your home are assessed as follows. The first €5,000 you're allowed to have, it's not taken into account. The next €10,000 is €1 per thousand. The next €25,000 is €2 per thousand. And then the balance is €4 for every thousand. That's how they assess your property or money you have in the bank. Now, the income limits to work out whether you're eligible. I'll go through them now, but just to let you know, when they're calculating for the means, they don't take into consideration child benefit, your rent supplement, mortgage interest supplement, family income supplement, the guardian's payment, the blind welfare allowance, rehabilitation training allowance, which is up to €120 that you're allowed to earn on a disability allowance. So that wouldn't be taken into account. The domiciliary care allowance and the mobility allowance. These aren't taken into account. So if you're looking for your back to school and you're working and you have a family income supplement, do not means test on your family income supplement, so don't put that in when you're trying to calculate your means. So the income limits for couples for 2017, if you have one child, your income has to be below €576.90. If you have two children, it's €606.70. Three children, €636.50. Four children, $666.30. And if you have more than four children, the income limit keeps increasing by 29.80. Now, the income limits for lone parents is one first child is 418 euros and 10 cent. Remember, you won't be calculating your fists in this. You leave that aside. Two children, 447.90. Three children, 477.70. Four children, 507.50. So that was third children, 477.70. And the fourth child, 507.50. And also with this, you add on 29.80 for any extra children you have over and above that. So that's the income limits. Now, it has gone up this year. From 4 to 7, 17-year-olds, it was 100 euros. This year, it's gone up to 125. And for the 11 to 17-year-olds, it's gone from 200 to 250. So that's 125 for under 17 and 250 for over 17. And as I said, it's only for children now that are in second-level education. It doesn't cover third-level education. So if anybody feels that they have a right and eligibility to claim these payments, they can come up and have a chat with us. We have the application forms in our office. They can get them from any of their local Intreo offices, or they can download it from welfare.ie or from the citizen information website itself. So as I said, you can drop up to our office. We're here Monday to Friday, 9 to half 4. We just close from lunch from 1 to half 1. Or you can drop in. We're a drop-in service. There's no appointment necessary. Or you can give us a ring over the phone and we can answer any queries to do with it. And our phone number is 0761 078190. That's 0761 078190. So if anybody wants to come up and we do the means test for them and see the eligible for the payment, we'll do the paperwork for them.
Thanks for that, Jackie.
You're welcome.
To recap on it, so for children aged between 4 and 11, the allowance now has increased this year by 25% from 100 euro to 125 euro.
That's right.
And for over 12 years of age, it's gone up from 200 to 250.
That's right.
And if anyone who hasn't already been notified and paid by the end of this week, they then need to apply for it either on or before the 30th of September next.
They do. Yeah. People that have been getting it for the last few years, it's an automatic entitlement.
It's an automatic thing.
They just write out to you and ask you, has your circumstances changed? You're ticking a box and you'll automatically get it. If it's your first time, you have to get the application form, as I said, from us, from a local entry office, or they can download it from the welfare website.
Wonderful. So if they want application forms, they're available at all Intreo offices, also your office, or they can download them from the www.welfare.ie/back to school, I think, isn't
That's it?
That's great. And any more information, they can always check up on it on either the Citizens Information website, Bureau website or the DSP website.
That's it.
Okay. Jackie, thank you very, very much.
Very welcome.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Now, that was Jackie Haughey from Citizens Information Bureau to speak about the Back to School Clothing and Footwear Allowance Scheme. More Brian Kennedy up next.